Welcome to the Dark Knight Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Dark Knight Podcast. I'm Tony.
And I'm Sam.
If this is your first time listening to the Dark Knight Podcast, in this podcast we talk about topics that are scary, spooky, topics like serial killers or anything that like is creepy.
Mysteries.
Mm-hmm.
Or something just, I don't know, natural disaster.
Yeah, some of those natural disasters can be scary. And also, if you haven't listened to this podcast before, we have two different types of episodes. We have regular episodes, which is just either Sam or I researching a topic and then talking about it. Right. Or the dark sodes, which is going to be today's episode. Oh, dark sode. And in that, those episodes, well, in those dark sodes.
In these dark sodes.
Yeah, well, it's going to be a segment orientated episode, and we'll just be going along with questions and topics that we have lined up and then just hanging out and talking. So that's going to be today. Okay, let me take a sip.
Just in case you guys hear little noises, it's just a baby in my arms.
Yeah, we have our co-host, Katie.
She has her little pacifier and she's paying attention and waiting for the questions.
Yeah, so if you hear anything in the background, it's going to be her. Hopefully she doesn't make too many noises, huh? But anyways, so we'll start off with similar to how we ended up with our first, well, started off with our first dark sode. We had a question. She's not very happy with what you just did. For the audience, you can't see, but Sandra just punched Katie in the face.
No, I didn't. So what's the question?
Okay, so last dark sode, we talked about how okay, I'm just waiting to see if she's gonna make anything else.
Okay,
so in the last dark sode, we started off with a question about the Scooby-Doo gang in a scary movie, which it turned out pretty interesting. Hopefully you listeners enjoyed that. And to start off this episode, we're going to talk about the characters from How I Met Your Mother. Same situation in a movie that would kill off the characters. Who would die first? Who would survive, if any? And yeah. So do you have any ideas of
who's going to die first?
Yeah.
It's between Barney and what's the girl's name?
Which one?
Short one.
Lily.
Yeah. I got a little brain fart. It's between Barney and Lily.
Do you think either of those two would die first?
Yes. One, because I'm pretty sure Barney would be like, he doesn't seem like the strong one. I guess, yeah, Barney and Lily. Yeah.
See, for me, I could see how Barney, yeah. But that would be depending on the scary movie like last time. If it was a female serial killer or bad person, then I can see how he would try to flirt and maybe bam, he ends up dying like that. He gets too close and then lets his guard down, gets killed. But if it's a guy killer, then I think maybe Marshall, because Marshall is like the tougher guy of the group, I guess.
He is the tough guy.
Like air quotes, the tough one. So maybe he would try to stand up against that the bad person and then get killed, like kind of underestimating the killer. That's another thing that could happen. Or Ted, because Ted is the trusting one.
Well, I was gonna pick Ted, but I feel like Ted would, like,
he also makes a lot of dumb decisions. Well, then again, a lot of them do.
Maybe he'll die last. Yeah, I'll kill him off last. But I could see either Lily or Barney dying. Like, either one.
Mm-hmm.
Either one. Ted, yeah, okay, I'll kill him off and then you have a point. Yeah, so Lily and Barney could be the dumb blondes that get killed. No offense, blondes, you guys aren't dumb. But, I mean, like, you picture, like, in Scream or, like, Psycho, they're blondes.
Mm-hmm.
and they get killed because they're, like you said, they're too trusting. And I feel like Barney's gonna be like, oh, let me take you home, blah blah blah, and it's gonna be a chick serial killer and she's gonna kill him off.
So you're going with it being a girl?
No, well, it just depends. It could be a guy too, and he could be like, let's go to a strip club, let's go do this, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I can see that, yeah.
And then, you like that one? Bah. Or get him too drunk and then kill him.
Or they go to the strip club, oh, you like that one? Then they do both. They're drinking, having fun, they're like messing with the girl, and then, bam, he kills the girl, and then he convinces Barney to become another killer, and then it's a two-person killer.
I think he'll be like, crying and okay, I'll do it. Just don't kill me.
Okay, make him an accomplice.
Yes, or the guy's like, either you help me or I'll kill you. Okay, don't kill me, I'll help you.
Mm-hmm.
Like that.
See, I was thinking maybe just to make it interesting, I don't know how they would get into that situation, but they make a slap bet with the killer, and then once the slap bet's over, the killer can kill them.
Oh, okay. How? Well, I mean, slap kill bet.
Yeah, so I don't know. I don't know exactly how that would work, but make it into, instead of a slap bet, it's a stab bet.
Oh my God.
So they don't know when he'll do it, but then him or her will do it.
I could see that, yeah.
Okay, so you know how they will pretend bet. To slap, and then they flinch and all that. The killer starts doing that. It's like, I'm going to stab you, and then they flinch to get scared.
For some reason, I was going to, because the other day, off a little bit off topic, but I didn't stab anybody. I'm just saying.
The other day,
my brother, my youngest brother, I don't know what he was doing, but I said, if you do that face again, I'm gonna slap you. And then he did it again, and he's like, no, you're not. I tried to hit him, but I didn't really try acting like I did, but I didn't, and he hit my hand, like moved it out of the way. He's like, oh, you can't, like, I could block you. And at that moment in my head, I'm like, I'm gonna try to do it again, but at the same time, I'm not gonna move my hand, I'm gonna move the other one and hit him. Mm-hmm. On the side of his stomach. And that's what I did. I acted like I did it with one hand, and on the other side I hit him on the side of the stomach, and he was like, what, how'd you do that, you hit me in the stomach? And I was like, I told you I could hit you.
Yeah, that sounds like his reflexes are very good.
He didn't. Well, I'm sure he's not gonna see my other hand coming.
Oh, okay.
But I'm just thinking, like, that's gonna happen. You're gonna act like you're gonna get slapped, and then you're just gonna get stabbed.
That would suck.
Well, I'm just saying what you were describing. Just,
oh, that's what you're thinking—the slap stab.
Yeah,
yeah. But I could see it being like the stab bet. Like, you don't know when it's gonna happen, but it's gonna happen. So he or she gets integrated into the group, and then they just hang out and all that. But you don't know when it's gonna turn. But then, I don't know, or stab. And then,
you know. You know this whole scenario, I picture all the characters, Ted, Robin, Lily, Marshall, and Barney, they go into that whole, like, the hotel where Barney and Robin get married in.
Mm-hmm.
So they're in that hotel. They go in. They're like, okay, this is where we're going to be, like, right here, hanging out. We're going to be at the bar, blah, 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 doing all that stuff, drinking. And then they go to their rooms. The lights go off. Something happens and there's no service, no electricity, no nothing.
Uh-huh.
They have to wait it out the whole night because there's nobody that could fix it till the end of till the morning. So, and then there's a killer in the hotel, but nobody knows who the killer is. He's killing off people and they're trying to figure out who it is. But it turns out it's like one of the main people in the hotel, and they have everything closed down. They don't know how to get out. They can't get out. Marshall and Robin already tried breaking everything, and they can't.
Mm-hmm.
So they just have to make sure they stay safe. The first one to get distracted and go will be Barney.
Well, he does get distracted pretty easily.
The second one will be Ted. He's going to get distracted, and he's going to get trapped somewhere.
He's going to be like, oh, look at the architecture, and then wham.
Yes. And then Lily, she's going to disappear. And it's just going to be Robin and Marshall trying to find everybody. In the end, the last one, well, Robin gets hurt by fighting somebody that she can't see. She gets hurt. And she just tells Marshall, you go do this without me. Go look for them and I'll stay here. Marshall goes to look and he can't find anybody. He finally hears something in one of the rooms. He tries to barge in. It's Lily, tied up on a chair, trapped. And she's trying to tell him, don't come in, don't come in. It's a trap, it's a trap. He still comes in. He gets his leg cut off from the bottom, like from somewhere, like where he's walking in.
His tendon on his leg slashed.
Yeah,
like Chucky.
Yes. So he just goes through it. He's like, I don't care, I'm gonna save you. I don't need my leg, I could use one. I'll drag myself if I need to. He saves her and he kicks off whoever stabs him, hits the person. The person runs away because he doesn't know what to do. He's just a helper of the killer. At that moment, Robin hears something. She's downstairs. I don't know. She's doing something. She hears something and she's trying to figure out what that noise. She drags herself to the noise and it's just Ted. Like, oh my God, I fell through this hole. But wow, this, other than that, this hotel is like, I love the person that created this. He doesn't know what's going on. He just has a flashlight. He's just been walking around through the walls the whole time. And she's like, oh my God. And then so they're fine. And then in that time, Lily and Marsha are trying to like get his leg to be better. And they just cover it and do all that whatever stuff to save his leg. And then it turns out that Robin and Ted find them because Ted finally helps Robin. It gets to the morning. They're safe. And it turned out Barney was in it the whole time. He didn't die. Mm. He was the person that wanted them. Yes. And he just wanted. He was just psycho in the beginning. And they didn't even know. But they did survive. Interesting. He wanted to challenge them. And he got them.
So you like Mike. He like Kaiser Soze ate them, and then he pretended he was just a party animal, and in reality, he was just a killer.
He just couldn't find Ted, though. No. He tried to kill him because he always knew he always wanted Robin.
That'd be an interesting one. I was thinking more like right now when you're talking about that, it just reminded me. I think that's similar to like the plot of I Know What You Did Last Summer. Aren't they like stuck on an island type thing? And then
that's the second one.
That's the second one. Okay. Well, I Know What You Did Last Summer too. Then whatever. So I was just thinking, didn't Ted have like a psycho ex?
Yeah.
Was it Ted? Yeah. Okay. So I was thinking, yeah, following the whole show, just going to that point where Barney and Robin are about to get married. They go out to that island, that hotel, and then they're gonna do their thing, and get married. And actually, wait, did they go to an island, or was that Ted's thing? It was
just a hotel. They didn't go to an island.
It was Ted's thing where they went to an island, right?
They didn't go to an island.
Which one was the one where they went to, like, there was, like, a hippie,
that was a vegan thing? That was, I don't know if it was an island. I guess, maybe, I don't remember.
Because
it was a hippie thing. It was, like, in the first or second season.
That's when he got stood up by Stella.
Yeah. Oh. Stella. She should have been there. Okay, Stella was in there and she got killed. She was one of the people that got killed.
Okay, in my version, okay, yeah, we're following the thing, and let's say that Barney and Robin get married on island. So everybody goes to the island, and that's the psycho ex of Ted follow them there. Same situation, they lose power, they and all that, and they can't communicate. It just so happens to be a dark and stormy night, so they can't take a boat. And then, little by little, they start getting killed off. Just because I don't like Stella as well, she gets killed off first, too. And it's the most brutal kill.
Yes, I can imagine that. Mm-hmm.
And then...
You know who gets killed? The guy that left Robin to work at some other place.
Oh, her ex? The dude that took the job that she didn't take so she could be with him?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. I forgot his name, too.
He's not important, but he died.
In those movies, there's always characters that aren't as important characters and they get killed off. He can be one of those as well.
Yeah.
And then, so, Ted, obviously, in this version, isn't going to get killed off first because she wants to watch him suffer. since she couldn't be with him. And her ultimate goal is to kill Robin in front of him, because the reason that they got broken up was because of Robin.
Dun, dun, dun.
And if I... Was that the reason? Yeah, because he was... Well, I mean, she didn't know that, but he was still in love with her, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, anyways. And then... So, I think in this version, Marshall and Robin are probably the ones that would be most likely to survive, because Marshall grew up with his brothers and they were always rough and everything and fighting and all that.
So he could take the hit.
Yeah. And then Robin, I mean, she grew up like shooting guns and
surviving. Being a survivalist, like, that's what they call them.
Survivalist, yeah. And because her dad wanted her to be a boy, so. And so I'm going to say Lily gets killed off because she's one of the next easier target, as well as Barney. Barney's probably the easier one, actually.
Yeah.
So since it's a psycho ex, she seduces Barney and kills off Barney. And then Lily, for some reason, checks up on Barney and finds the body. And then she's like running away, like, oh my God, and trying to alert everybody. And then wham, she gets killed. And I don't want to see. Eventually, Marshall, of course, he's going to be worried about Lily, looking for Lily. And then similar situation, the killer tries to kill Marshall, thinks she kills Marshall, but Marshall's not dead, which is a similar thing to yours, actually.
It's because he could survive. He doesn't need a leg, like I said.
So thinking that she killed Marshall, she moves on to the next thing, because she killed off Barney, she killed off Lily, she thought she killed off Marshall, then she goes for Robin, but first she captures Ted, ties him up, and then brings in Robin, and then she's getting ready to kill her in front of him, but then Marshall pops up and knocks her down. Then they start running away, and then unfortunately, because I do like Marshall, he gets killed off because he's wounded, so he can't fully get away. The killer gets up and then finishes the job.
Sacrifice himself?
Well, he didn't try to sacrifice himself. He just tried to knock her out and get away. But since it's a scary movie, the killers usually have the upper hand on some of these situations. And they're not as easy to kill as you would expect. And so then she ends up finishing the job with Marshall. So then he's killed off. I'm just trying to think of how they'll get away, though. So Ted pretends that he's in love with her, and he realizes that he made a mistake and he was in the wrong, and that he wants to be with her. And then she falls for it because she's crazy. And then Robin pulls out a gun that she found, and then bam, shoots and kills the killer.
I believe that. I believe Robin could do that.
Yeah. And I think the only reason Ted survived in this scenario is because it's the psycho ex and she wanted him to suffer. Yeah.
I see that. Damn, why do we do that? Why did we just not kill off Ted?
I don't know. I mean, I did talk about that. We did say that Ted would be most likely to die first, and we didn't kill him.
And then I lost Ted in the hotel, so Barney couldn't kill him.
Yeah.
Damn, he just got lucky.
Wait, you want him to die?
He was supposed to die.
Taking another sip, sorry. So, yeah.
Wow. All right.
It'd be interesting to see. Because then if it had the stab bet, like I was saying, I felt like there'd be a little bit of comedic side to it.
Yeah.
Which would be interesting because it's
I think to be in a that situation, movie. Barney would die.
Slap it? I mean, yeah. Stab it?
Yeah. Just like how he had it in the show. He lost the slap bet and he had to get stabbed. I mean, slapped. So he would have got stabbed in Thanksgiving.
Damn. So, that's the end of the first segment. I'll be curious to see what other people think. So if you guys thought of any other scenarios and stuff, you guys can email that to us later. And we'll just move on to the next question. Have you ever said a Bloody Mary in front of a mirror?
No. I have said Beetlejuice 3 times and he didn't come, but not Bloody Mary.
But he's not as scary.
But I have not said the other one.
No. Even if I don't believe that would do something, same thing with a Ouija board, I just wouldn't risk it.
I thought you did it already.
I don't remember if I have, to be honest.
I thought you did.
It's possible in the past that I have, but right now I wouldn't.
No, I mean, I thought you did it with your cousin.
Oh, no, that was something else.
What was it?
So, are you talking about the closet door?
No.
No, the one you're talking about.
I thought you guys did the Bloody Mary thing.
I can't remember. Maybe I'll ask him because my memory's not the best. So maybe I have in the past and I just don't remember.
Maybe.
But I'll ask him. Maybe he'll remember. Remember. I don't know why I said it like that, but maybe he'll remember.
Okay. I don't know. I wouldn't do it. It just seems like there's no point in it. Why do you want to do that? Now, I don't think even as a joke, like if I was younger, I don't think I would have done it.
I've seen Supernatural. So
yeah. I've seen Supernatural too, and I'm not going to do that. Supernatural, what's that other show that's funny? Like it's Bloody Mary comes out in it. She's in a mirror and that guy.
Oh, she's naked? Is Deadbeat?
I think so.
Yeah, Deadbeat. Because then he has a crush on her.
And he kind of does this thing. That was the first time that he gets a little excited.
It because I felt like her boob was out, right?
Something, she was just hot.
Was it? No, there was something where else. What was it where? Okay, well, anyways, yeah, Deadbeat. It's when he sees her and then, she treats him like a son and then he's kind of like, damn.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good show, though. I like that
show. It is. You never finished it.
No.
But yeah, so I think I would never do that. Even now, even more, because why would I? We have a daughter.
We have so much to lose.
Yeah, we do. We have our daughter.
I know. I'm just saying it. It came out a little bit more. I thought you said
it sarcastically. I'm like, okay.
Maybe I did. Well, yeah, if any of the listeners have done that, let us know the stories. Maybe we'll have like a little episode where we talk about the stories.
I wouldn't use a Ouija board either.
No.
No, I wouldn't. Not even as the phone one. I wouldn't.
The phone one?
Yeah, you have there's
oh, a Ouija like board the phone on. App oh, Ouija yeah. board. Okay.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that. I thought you were talking about
like that light as a feather type of thing. I thought there was like another thing with something with a phone. I'm like,
maybe, I don't know. But I wouldn't do that. I don't need to talk to any ghosts or any dead people.
Mm-hmm. Nah.
I can do that when I'm gone.
I'll save my questions for when I'm dead.
Yeah.
All right, so the next question. Which horror movie scared you the most in your life?
I know when I was a little girl, Chucky scared me a lot.
Chucky?
Yeah, and that just made me scared of dolls in general. But not because of Chucky, because when I was younger, I loved playing with dolls. Yeah. Barbies and all different dolls. And I think from when, well, I don't know, like if all from the farthest time that I could remember is like from 3, 4, and 5.
Mm-hmm.
I play with dolls a lot. And I guess there was times that I stayed at my grandparents' house and my aunt and godmother used to take care of me all the time. And they would always tell me to put away my dolls.
Mm-hmm.
And my grandma would tell me to put away my dolls later on at night. And they said, don't play with your dolls later on in the night with the dolls. And they would tell me, don't play with them because they will come to life. Because it happened to my grandma.
Damn, that's messed up.
Yeah. So every single time it would start getting like dark, like the sunset and stuff, I would put away my dolls and I would never play with them because they would come to life. I would cover them. If they were not covered, I would cover them because I was just scared. And when I would see the Chucky movies, I was scared. So.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of the I guess, cautionary tales, but at the same time it's not really a cautionary tale, it's just basically trying to scare you so you listen. A lot of those stories, they do just try to basically just scare you to listen.
My grandma did say that was one of her stories
that it happened to her.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting. Maybe we can talk about that some other time, because I have a similar story as well.
Yeah, me too. Right. But yeah, that's what she said.
We'll save that for later. I was about to go to the next question, but for me, I think I vaguely remember being scared of, I think, Leprechaun, because he was really ugly.
He was pretty scary.
Yeah, like when I was a little kid, it's just, but then now when I think about it, I just think about Wayne's World, where he's like, I'm a leprechaun. He's like, Tommy, you're scaring me. Yeah, it just makes me think of that. So it's
well, not, if you ever deal with it, just give him the four-leaf clover and be like, here, bye.
Yeah. They have so many leprechaun movies.
I think there's like 5.
Yeah, that's a lot. Yeah,
but the last ones are like,
whatever. But it didn't really last that long. And I mean, I wasn't super scared of like a movie in particular. One thing I do remember hating was just jump scares. I just hated the fact that I always felt like it was like a cheap scare. Just you're focused in the movie, you know something's gonna happen, and then you don't know when to time it, but then I don't know, just loud noise and
I know.
Yeah, I just really hated that. But I think at a point I was also scared of Freddy Krueger. Just I think mostly the first one. But yeah, I think also 13 Ghosts.
Really?
I think just because of the Bloody Mary part, because I was young, I'm like, ooh, naked chick, whatever. But also she was creepy because she was dead and bloody. And Cut then up. Just the chick that had the cage on her head, that she freaked me out the most. But I kind of got over it.
Let's watch that movie.
Yeah, and right now it won't scare me. But when I was younger, yeah, I mean, of course, when you're younger, you get scared easier.
Also, when I was younger, I was, because of watching all those movies, I don't know if it was because of watching all those movies, like all those scary movies. My mom had a thing for watching all scary movies with my cousins.
And then your dad probably just left. He was like, I can't watch.
He was never in there with us. It was always me, my cousins, Sonia, Fernando, and we were all there at the same time because we lived together. And my mom would, we would always go rent movies. And I would always be scared of their bathroom. I wouldn't go to the bathroom alone.
No.
No. Someone always had to go with me. And then even, well, they don't live in that house anymore. But even then, not like when before they sold it, I was like, why was I scared of this bathroom?
Yeah.
I still felt the creeps being in that bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why.
Yeah, I've had that. But it was, I think I talked about it in past episodes that we removed, which we'll be adding to a Patreon later on. But like the backyard in the house I grew up at, there was an area in the backyard that I always was creeped out walking through, especially at night, of course. It just reminds me of that. But now, like, when I walk back there, same thing. I'm like, why was I scared of this?
Where?
That far back corner where the trailer's at. Yeah, just like,
where that room is at?
What room? I guess in that area beside, Not where the porch is, but like in the far
under
back.
The tree.
Yeah, like around there. Yeah. Well, listeners aren't gonna know what I'm talking about, but yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So now we'll move on to the next question, which is, in the zombie apocalypse, what would be your weapon of choice?
Have to be like something long and sharp. Maybe, you know, like that bat, like my from. Needle
dick. Just kidding.
What did you say?
Nothing.
You know that bat that Steve from Stranger Things?
Steve from Stranger Things. The taser? Yeah, the bat? Oh, because in the fourth season, he had like a long taser, didn't he? When they were like underground with the Russians? I think
he took it from the Russians.
Yeah.
But in the other seasons, I don't know. He had
the bat.
Yeah. He had the bat with
the spikes.
Spikes. Mm-hmm. I think that would be my weapon of choice.
That'd be a good weapon. Yeah. I was thinking I'd want to use something long range and reusable. So I'd probably go with bow and arrow.
That works too, but you're going to have to get arrows.
Yeah. That's the one thing that would be bad. But what I could do is, some of the bows are pretty heavy and made out of metal. I can sharpen it and then use it for close range if I run out of arrows.
Well, that's why I'm just saying the bat works, or like something sharp like a machete or something.
But the ultimate goal is to not be in close range with zombies.
I know, but okay, so how are you gonna protect? Where am I gonna get a gun? Well, like, I'm thinking of guns. Like at that moment, like right now,
mm-hmm.
like right here, right
I
now.
I think my second choice would probably be like a machete. Like a really big machete.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Or I'll be like that one chick with the katanas.
What else? What's something we could use in the house right now?
The knives.
Knives. And
yeah, we don't have any.
Like, we have bats.
Yeah, the bat too.
Mm-hmm.
We have those wood things out there that we can use as spikes. Actually, no, I cut off the spiky part. Never mind.
We have the tube things for the fence that are in the garage.
True, true. We have to think about it so we can plan weights, for the throw zombie. Weights at them. Zombie apocalypse. Yeah. Well, I do have the bows. We would just need to get arrows.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to start preparing.
Let's get some stuff. Okay. That's one of, like, the scariest things that could happen, like, in an apocalypse.
Honestly, if it was a zombie apocalypse, I think I would want to survive in the beginning. I'll fight to survive. But then, I don't know, if it's going on for years and years, I think I'd be like, you know what, give up.
Honestly, I would give up.
Yeah, because then it's just going to be, like, constantly fighting. Because I know that happens a lot in zombie apocalypse movies where people end up just taking their own life instead of going through it. But I would want to, like, fight it out at first. Maybe there's a turnaround and then they come up with a cure and all that. But I don't know.
Yeah, I don't
like think if my loved ones were dying and everything, I don't think I'd be like, you know what, I'm going to continue. Nah.
No, we could all die together. That's what I would say. Probably, I forgot what we were watching. I don't know if I was watching something in Criminal Minds or something. Something happened and like, instead of, like, getting killed, they all just killed themselves.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't know which episode
and in particular. I don't remember. It's in the night. I'm not going to remember stuff in the night. But I remember that the family was going to get killed. So what they did, one by one, they drank poison and...
Why one by one? Why not just all at once drink from the Kool-Aid?
I think there was little kids. So the little kids didn't know what was going on. And they one by one, like, the mom was giving them poison and they would just go to sleep. And then they would pass away in their sleep. And then the mom was next and then the dad.
Mm. I don't remember seeing that episode.
I don't know if it was that or I was watching something else. But yeah, it was something like that. I think that's what I would do. Drink. I wouldn't fight. No.
Like, I remember I used to think it would be cool to, you know, just go on an all out spree, just kill zombies left and right. But at the same time, I don't know. Like, I don't know.
At the same time, everybody around you is going to turn into a zombie. Where are you going to go? What are you going to do? How are you going to go to places?
I think the question is, what kind of zombies are they? Are they like The Walking Dead where they're like just moving 1 inch at a 1 inch a second or whatever? Like, they're very slow. Or is it like...
those crazy zombies that run.
Is it like Resident Evil where they're running? I think it's Resident Evil. If they're the ones that run, I'm dead. That's it. Like, I mean, I can run... Pretty okay. But I don't know if the zombies are going to have a stamina limit. I'm going to be at my limit. I'm going to run and then I'm just going to be like, I'm tired. And then...
Or like the ones from the games that some of them are just like normal. Like, and then there's that fat one that goes crazy and attacks you.
I don't know. Oh, sorry. I was scratching my neck, my chin, and you can hear that. Yeah, but yeah, it depends on that as well. Because I think... If they ran, your chances of survival drop significantly.
Like that movie, Dawn
of the Dead?
Dawn of the Dead, right? Yeah.
Then Dawn of the Dead.
They run.
They run in that one? I don't remember.
Because I remember
that. And Shaun of the Dead, they don't run.
Is it Shaun of the Dead?
No, Shaun of the Dead is like the spoof. It's like just making fun of Dawn of the Dead.
No, the Dawn of the Dead, I remember in the beginning, the nurse or doctor, whatever, she's with her family. She's sleeping. Her husband wakes up and he goes to check on his girl because she looks like she's like bloody. But the little girl just went outside and she got bit by a zombie. And then he goes to check on her and then he gets bit in the neck by the little girl. And then the lady tries to save him. And then he's turning into a zombie at that moment and she runs to the bathroom. She gets out through the bathroom window. And she's...
Okay, I think I remember that.
She's getting chased by the husband and then she starts getting chased by all these other things.
Yeah. See, like that, that'd be scary. I wouldn't want to live in that world.
Yeah.
Me either. All right, well, now I think we can move on to the next segment. Let me just adjust this real quick. Yeah, so now I think we can move on to the next subject, segment. And this one is going to be that party with Mary and Enemy and Half Enemy. And for this one, we're going to have Barney, Ted, and Robin. So we have to choose one to party with, one to marry, and one to have as an enemy. Just reading that, I already know my choice. Choices. What will go with yours first?
Hold on. I would, honestly, Barney and Robin sound really scary as an enemy, so I wouldn't want them as my enemy. I would pick Ted as my enemy. I would marry Robin, and I would party with Barney. Barney.
See, I actually had the same choices because, one, Barney, he can party.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be able to party with Barney to the full extent because he likes partying with chicks, and Robin would kick my ass, or worse, if we're partying with other chicks.
Probably shoot you. I would, but too.
I would still party with him. And then, two, Ted. Actually, it's Mary next. Of course, Mary Robin, because she's pretty, I mean, attractive.
Crazy. Awesome.
And she's...
Long pause?
I'm just trying to think. I can edit that out. That's why I'm trying to word it. And she also, like, grew up doing a lot of interesting stuff. So we'd have interesting stuff to do.
And she also is shooting range for fun.
Yeah. So, I wouldn't mind going to shooting ranges. Mm-hmm. It's fun. And then... Three, enemy as Ted, because he's not very intimidating. And
What can he do?
Yeah, his way of being an enemy, I would just get like a strongly worded letter or something. I don't know.
That I wouldn't want a strongly worded letter. Sounds scary. I don't know. But yeah, I agree. Mm-hmm. I completely agree. I mean, I would party with Barney. I wouldn't drink as much as him. I would party with him.
I'd probably drink as much as him.
No, but I would still party. I'll act like I was drinking.
And then I'll get the Barney Stinson, the elixir. What is it? Hangover elixir? I forgot what you called it. With love.
With love. Yeah, that's pretty...
I don't know. I feel like that one's pretty straightforward.
Yeah.
But it's probably not the same for everybody, so... Mm-hmm. Since that one went by pretty quick, we're moving on to the next segment, which is... The battle of the worst. So in this one, we put up one person versus another person, of course, because it's a battle. And last episode we had, I think it was
Ted Bundy and
was it Ted Bundy and
the clown
Gacy.
Yeah.
So we had those two. This time, and like I mentioned in the last episode, it's not always going to be based off of real people. Yeah. So in this one, it's going to be. Jason Voorhees versus Michael Myers. Which
is Jason Voorhees?
Just Jason.
Oh. I've never heard of him in that way. Just say Jason. Like, who's that?
Okay, well, Jason, aka Jason Voorhees, and versus Michael Myers. And to me, I just thinking about it, it's a pretty close match.
Yeah.
But I did come up with a couple like stats on each with like a short description. Or summary of who they are if you're not familiar. Some people aren't into scary movies. So Jason Voorhees, he's the main antagonist of Friday the 13th. I don't know why I say 15th.
15.
Okay, Friday the 13th.
15. How old are you? 15.
Whatever. So he's a deformed serial killer who is known for wearing a hockey mask. That's his main thing, of course. Yeah. And he wears that to cover his deformities. And he kills anybody who dares set foot in Crystal Lake out of vengeance for his mother. So Jason's exceptionally durable and difficult to kill. So Jason's notable for using a machete as his preferred weapon. Yeah, that's basically just a brief summary. He's just the main bad guy in Friday the 13th, and he just kills anybody that goes to Crystal Lake. I know he was bullied a lot when he went to that camp because of his deformities, and then he ended up getting drowned and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. So, weapon of choice, I've already mentioned it. It's a machete, and he has a couple abilities. He has basically immortality. he has superhuman strength. He has superhuman durability, a high pain tolerance. Apparently, he has regeneration. He has super senses.
I didn't know that.
Well, I mean, you can kind of pick it up during the movies.
Not regeneration. I didn't know
that. I didn't really know that either. But it makes sense because he takes a lot of blows and then he's still... He can go through and carry on and killing people after being wounded pretty bad. And he has sustenance, which makes sense because you don't see him take a break and eat a burger or stop by In-N-Out.
Well, let me get a burger before I kill some teenagers.
Yeah. And then also suggested teleportation, which, yeah, he walks pretty slow and then he's always keeping up with the people that run fast. Granted, sometimes they trip, which is really annoying when they trip in scary movies. Yeah. Like, they've been running and walking their whole life, but just they're about to get killed. Oh, I'm a trip. Oh my god, I hurt myself with a small trip.
Oh no.
Yeah. Resurrection, which...
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, he's pretty smart. He doesn't really seem like he's super smart because he doesn't really... One, he doesn't talk, and then the other, he just seems like a brute or whatever. But yeah, he's able to, like, figure things out and all that. And he can track people down.
Yeah.
Which I think a lot
That's
of...
That's pretty smart. Movies
have, yeah. And then on the other side of the ring, we have Michael Myers, which... If you don't know, Michael Myers is the main antagonist for the Halloween franchise. And he's also known as the Boogeyman in the franchise.
Really? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he is.
Mm-mm. And his story, I feel like his story was, I don't know. Who do you think had an more interesting backstory? Because Jason got bullied and then he ended up getting, like, drowning.
I think Jason... Well, I think Jason got the worst part of it as a little kid because he was bullied a lot and he was deformed.
Yeah.
And Michael didn't. He wasn't deformed. He was psycho on his own.
Yeah.
So he made his life the way it was. He's the one that killed everybody.
Mm-hmm. I do see, like, I don't know. There's something interesting to me about him going psycho and then just killing his family. But then, yeah, the whole Jason getting bullied and then end up just killing everybody out of revenge. I don't know. It's a tough one for me, but I think I do lean a little bit more on Jason's side. Well, at least for backstory.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, so we kind of already talked about it. So Michael was a deranged serial killer who, at the age of 6, murdered his older sister on Halloween. And then he was incarcerated in a mental institution before breaking out when 15 years later. So he was 21. And then he would later just stalk and murder residents of his hometown, which was Haddonfield, Illinois. And that's basically Michael Myers. And his weapon of choice is a kitchen knife. And his abilities are, like, super strength, basically. He's pretty intelligent as well. He's really durable. He has a lot of endurance. It's implied, but he has self-regeneration. Same thing.
Yeah.
So he can also track, and he's very stealthy. Like, he can sneak up on people pretty easily, and he does that frequently in the movies.
Yeah,
he does. And yeah,
very
so that's
creepily.
That's Michael Myers. So who do you think between those two would win?
Honestly, I think it would be a tie. Because both of them supposedly regenerate. They could kill themselves over and over again. They'll come back to life. But Jason stays in one place.
Mm-hmm.
And Michael doesn't.
Yeah, he can move. But like I was saying right there, he prefers to kill in his hometown.
Yeah. So I think that would help Michael... Mm-hmm. Eliminate him. He could beat him in a different way, like eliminate his town,
mm-hmm.
and then get to him.
So I feel like I would need to watch the series more to come up with a more just to end up deciding between the two, because I know Michael was possessed by a demon, right?
Yeah.
And it's all just implied stuff, depending on the movie series. We don't know exactly, because some movies where people are possessed by demons, they get certain powers or whatever. And in other ones, they don't have those powers. I just wanted to know, because Jason was human, he ended up dying, and then he came back for vengeance. I'm not too familiar if he made like a deal with the devil or something.
I don't think so. I think he just came back to life.
Well, I know that's what I'm trying to see, like where he's getting those powers from.
From all the hate that he has for all the people. So he just became a vengeful spirit. In my head, I'm just following Freddy versus Jason. Mm-hmm. That movie, I've seen it a bunch of times, and I could just follow from that.
Mm-hmm.
And he was in one place. Like, he wasn't running around the hospital or any other place like Freddy, but that's why I'm taking it from. That's my perspective. That's where I'm going. That's where I'm thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I'm not thinking like, oh, I'm going to like research. I'm thinking the movies that I've seen.
For me, I'm actually going based off of Spawn. Have you seen Spawn?
Yeah.
So he's like I forgot what he was. He was like a secret agent or something like that, like an assassin. I forgot exactly. And then he ended up getting betrayed by one of his friends. Then he made a deal with the devil to rule his army, and then he got his Spawn powers and he came back for vengeance and all that. So that's where my mind goes for Jason, basically, because he got killed, he came back for vengeance, and as I'm assuming that he made a deal to come back to do that, because, yeah, you hear about vengeful spirits, but that's what they are, just spirits, and he didn't come back as a spirit because it's like a physical form and can actually do physical harm on people.
I was thinking about something when you were talking, and I was like, no, I have to pay attention. Stop thinking. So I lost my train of thought. Okay. Damn it. I don't know. Never mind. I don't know.
Well, I mean, we'll just go based off of the first movies of each. The first Friday the 13th, the first Halloween movie, which is basically, to me, they're neck and neck, pretty much the same thing. Well, they can take a lot of damage, and it's very hard to kill them. So I think it all ends up at just which one do you like more, basically.
I think, okay, if it's versus, I think Michael wins because, like I said, he's more out there. He's more, I could say in his perspective, he's more social. He goes all over the place, not just one place. He doesn't wait for the people to come to him. He goes to the people. So he will go to Jason and fight him because Jason won't.
No, I feel like, oh, sorry, you can finish off your thought.
And then Jason, I feel like he could win. He could. I'm in both of their sides. But Jason could win because he could be like, come at me. What are you going to do? Come at me. Mm-hmm. And we'll do it. Because, one, he doesn't just have one knife like Michael. Mm-hmm. He has, like, the machete and everything.
Yeah.
So he's out for blood, not just for his sister like Michael.
Well, I mean, yeah, he's after his sister, but he will kill other people that come in the way.
He does, because there's people in the way.
Yeah.
But not Jason. He just kills everybody. So, I kind of feel like going to Jason's side.
I'm actually leaning towards more Michael Myers, because I feel like...
Well, that's my original thing, to go to him. But then when I talk it out, I'm like, damn, he seems kind of like, I don't care, come at me and I'll deal with you. Like that.
Yeah. So you're going Jason?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna go with Michael because my thought is okay, one, Jason is a little slower and he has a bigger weapon, so he has a lot more wind up for his swings and all that. Michael, he's a little bit quicker, not by much, but also he has a knife which is not as heavy and he can stab a little bit quicker. And I'm thinking that will give him the little bit of an edge against Jason because they both have a lot of strength. They both can withstand a lot of damage. But if I had to choose one, I would go with Michael, but I think it's ultimately like a tie on my side.
I mean, it is a tie. Like, if you think about it, it's a tie. They both do similar things. They both have the similar strength. They both regenerate. They won't die. So it's similar.
Mm. But the thing is, Jason's already dead. Michael isn't dead yet.
That's true.
So maybe Michael could end up getting killed because of the fact that he's still alive.
Yeah, so but Jason could just be so. Like, whatever, I'm staying here. I'm a ghost.
Yeah. All right. But I'm still going to lean towards Michael.
Jason.
All right, so that's going to be this episode. Just let us know what you guys think on each of the topics. We have a website, thedarkknightpodcast.com, and that has all our social medias and has ways to contact us. You can email us. And if you have any suggestions of topics that we can talk about, questions for the segments, people to put up against in that last segment, the better or the worst. And yeah, just hopefully you enjoyed that, and hopefully you return for the next episode. Mm-hmm. And so yes. Until next time,
I'm Sam.
And I'm Tony. And we'll see what lies next.
In the dark night.
All right, bye.